Drew Garabo live. Wow, that was something.
You're going to tell me to stop.
Stop thrusting your zebra, lycra, clad wang.
You look like somebody made a copy of me, John.
Oh, calling back Mosh Jelton's verses. So, let me set the table for you. You're listening to a very strange radio program, Drew Garabo Live.
It's like a Mike Calta-esque show today.
Man, it is a menagerie of individuals. The princess of positivity herself, Mike Rotunda.
Hello, world.
Seth Kushner, myself.
Miss you, Belinda.
Seth got a massage at a place called Thank You Mama today. Thank you, Mama.
Listen, they do other massages there.
Yeah, no.
They're wonderful. She had great hands.
Good. If she had gone for the happy massage, would you have allowed her? I mean, she's a friend of Micah's. You don't want to insult her.
No, what? No, I don't think I could go for that.
What would you have said?
I would have said, oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And then I would have seen what she did after I said, oh, no.
What if she didn't stop? I'm sure she wouldn't have done anything like that, just in a different situation. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. You know,
I would have said, whoa, lady, I got a 3-week-old baby at home. You got to pump the brakes. I know this is a lot to take in and you're very turned on by my hairy bag, but please just stop thrusting and pumping away.
All right.
The first question that she asked you was about your new baby, right? And how?
She asked how Phoebe.
She wanted to set the tone.
Yeah.
That's like when a girl matches her boyfriend within first 20 seconds of conversation. She's trying to set the tone.
It's hard to turn back from a 40% chub, though. I mean, if you're 40% there and she just grabs it.
That'll go up to 60% real
quick.
And
then you're done.
Hey. You're working at a 40% chub right now.
I live my life at about 35. So.
The voice you just heard was Ethan Carter. He is wrestling against a dude with a leather strap coming up in July. It's crazy to me that they do that. That's going to be impactwrestling.com to get tickets at Universal Studios Orlando, 8 o'clock at night. Go see them film, buy the pay-per-view, and support Ethan. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're local in Florida, we're there from July 2nd to July 6th. So there'll be plenty of shows to come check out. I had no idea we were back on air.
It's we like are.
The casual conversation just flowed into
right in. Yeah, off the air we're talking, and then the only difference is fewer F words.
Yeah. By hairy back, I realized, oh, wait, we're...
we're definitely back.
I'm sorry, I could never be a wrestler because of there's so much hair on this body.
That's the only thing standing in your way.
Well, I mean, yes, that is true.
Didn't stop George the Animal Steel.
That was a good gimmick for him.
He had the hairiest back.
How's the feedback going online? People seem pretty,
yeah, I mean,
positive about this.
A lot of things, a lot of comments on my penis. Yeah, for the most part, I haven't seen
Seth,
so much
what you got?
Hatred yet.
Someone just said, I didn't think I would like this segment, but man, John Senning is hilarious. Hashtag chop chop, hashtag LOD.
Didn't think you would like the segment.
What's not to like?
Yeah.
Why walk into some preconceived notions that you're going to dislike something?
And right.
I mean, I'm glad we set the bar so low that we can appease you. Was it TLK?
TLK
32.
I'm so glad we can set the bar so low. So his honor, TLK 32, with his illustrious following and his amazing life choices. He's probably sitting in some meth shack with some antenna bootleg-ass radio. Barely has fucking stealing his neighbor's Wi-Fi to get online to say I didn't think I'd like it, but yeah, it's all right. Thanks, dude.
I like this guy. Yeah, I'm not the only one on this show who can crap on our listeners. That's good. John Senning, by the way, if you're not near Bone TV, and today of all days, you certainly should be at theboneonline.com. John is clad in zebra spandex tights, a zebra headband, a pink jacket with pink and white stars that is adorned with fringe that also has zebra stripes and polka dots. Wrestling shoes that are not really wrestling shoes, but are slippers.
I'm going to lose the jacket now.
What?
I'm going to take this off.
Are you asking permission?
Well, I was just warning you. I want to get ready for these chops.
Is there some sort of like background music that's sexy when he takes his jacket
off? Sure, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I feel like Ethan should rip it off you and then choke you with it.
Yeah, I like that idea a lot. I like the choking.
I'm not fully aggressive. I mean, plus it's working with a 40% chop.
Right.
You think I don't want it to go to 60.
Go to 60 real.
Because then there's no turning back.
Real
wait till you start slapping him.
Yeah.
All right, here's the sexiest music John could imagine.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh.
They're Kid Rock fans on this show. Not me. Nothing's better than Pride Week and a shirtless John Senning. Oh, man. Look at those guns.
This is an embarrassment.
Oh, yeah. 1989.
That is some physicality you got there, bud.
What do you think? What do you think of my ass?
What? Oh, it's not there. There's you don't have an ass.
That's too bad.
Yeah, no, you have what they call lack of ass.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. Did you once have an ass that disappeared?
Nah, or
have you always not had an ass?
I don't know.
Have you never noticed that, John?
I always thought that he had something going on back there.
I mean, these yoga pants or whatever they call them, they tell no lies.
Limited junk in the trunk.
Yeah, not even some junk, like a couple of pieces of trash in the trunk.
Micah, since you are the queen of positivity, can you muster up anything positive to say about John's physique right now?
Because certainly,
absolutely.
You can?
Look
about
at that.
That?
Yes, because John loves himself, which is most important, because the first and last love is self-love.
Okay.
So hello to the new age shooter in the left-hand corner of the studio right now, rocking the zebra print from head to toe, a pink jacket.
But what about his ass?
Yeah, the
can
body,
you say anything
like
good
the body
about his
spin.
Ass?
Oh, yep. Nailed it. Look.
That is a subpar turd cutter. And I'm not trying to be rude. Subpar
turd cutter.
I need to
indeed.
Do some squats. I do.
You should.
Do some squats.
Yeah. Yeah. Not now.
A little Hindu squat right now. You can do that.
Don't show me how to do a good squat, Ethan. Throw me on your shoulders and rough me up a little. Sorry.
Wait, what?
My bad.
That is the physique of a man that has very low cholesterol.
Yeah, low cholesterol physique for sure.
Lower than you.
Wow, that's.
Micah's so positive, though.
She is. She can't say anything bad about anybody.
That almost took me out of the mood of slapping this guy's arm.
Nah, don't get out of that mood, Ethan, please. Did you shave your chest down for this, or you naturally just have sparse hair up top?
No, this is all natural. Yeah, I did not do any shaving.
Huh.
Yeah, this is what it looks like. I mean, I think the oil kind of makes it look a little even less hairier than I am, but...
Well, there's another positive.
Yeah, see?
John's not a very hairy dude.
Is that so then we're very disgusting to you, Seth and I, because we're so hairy?
I didn't say that.
That you inadvertently said that we gross you out because we have so much hair.
People get laser hair removal.
Okay, so you hear what's happening?
Wow. We're gross. EC3 is lasering something right now. It's either my penis or my fat gut. I can't figure out what it is, but he's enamored by something.
I kind of zoned out for a second, and I just realized that people are actually listening to this conversation. Yeah. I was like, what is going on?
You're surprised when you see how many.
You know, I'm having fun just talking to new friends. And I'm like,
hold on.
Actually, an audience.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. We forget sometimes.
All right, I'm going to slap this guy.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, yeah. Now, John, are you going to come over here?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Why don't you and Mosh Shelton switch places? And then you'll be right next to Ethan so that he can give you some chops.
And by the way, I think that Mosh Shelton is getting a bunch of material just from watching John Senning right now.
Oh, I would certainly think so.
That was the goal.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so John's got the microphone pointed at his his alleged chest.
I'm a righty, so we might have to do a different
angle. What do you want me to do? You want me to come
Should we try? Should I go?
I don't know. I gotta pop.
I gotta dump that. It's all right. All right, so John is, here's John. We got his...
Now remember, I've been in the ring, so don't take it easy on me.
I won't. No.
All right.
Do we prefer... overhand or
what kind of chop do you like, John?
Whatever you think.
Whatever hurts the most.
Yeah, whichever one is more painful. Let us.
Okay. Hold on.
Wow, you can't flinch.
I wasn't ready.
You can't flinch.
All right.
Take a shot.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh my Jesus.
One more time.
I really, okay, fine.
Yeah!
Hold on. Dude, that was brutal.
That was unbelievable. Look at the mark. Oh my God, look at that mark. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh my. Is that the way James Storm's going to get it? Okay, hold on.
I don't know, I actually like you more than him. So. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. That was much...
John, just take it, man. You know, the longer you wait, the worse it's going to be.
Here's John Sennett getting chopped by Ethan Carter III.
This is for everybody that says wrestling's not real.
ImpactWrestling.com.
I could. That's a sign of disrespect that I
received. Oh, my God! Did he leave?
Yeah, he left.
He left.
He left.
Oh,
he left.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
He's back. Oh my God. Oh my God. Ethan. Ethan Carter III just delivered. What are those chops called? Are those like chops. Nuclear chops?
No,
like,
that's just a regular chop.
Oh my God.
That was 10 million times worse than I anticipated. Dude, like I'm bruising. This will be bad. This will be bad.
I mean,
battle wounds.
Yeah, dude. Like you got chopped. Like you'll have a lasting.
Do come true.
You should get that tattooed. Like you know how people get autographs tattooed. You should get the chop marks tattooed on your body.
If I went lefty, you could have had like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ethan. Yeah. Can I give you a chop?
Sure.
Really? You're going to let him chop you?
Yeah, why not? Whatever.
We're all friends. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Don't hit my nipples.
I won't hit you. Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, okay. No. Oh, this is going to end poorly.
Oh my gosh. Dude, look at those abs. Jesus.
All right. Come on. Keep it in your pants.
Sorry. Okay.
All right. Okay. So John Senning is going to do a little quid pro quo.
I can do this. Yeah, man,
whatever. All right. You almost hit his face, dude.
Was that bad?
Kind of sucked. You almost hit his face.
You grazed the side of his face.
No, I didn't.
You did. You did. When you look
did
at
I graze the side of your face?
Yeah, when you look at the replay, I think you're going to see that you caught him you caught him on the jaw.
I'm in a state of shock.
Pretty sloppy chop, right, Ethan?
It is what it is.
He hit you with a sloppy chop.
I'm not mad at it.
All right. Because, I mean,
if I give it, I have to take it, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I would kill him for that.
Did you show off those abs on Bone TV?
Did I?
I mean, you brought them out. You might as well make sure everybody gets a peek at them.
Oh, my God. Jesus, put that away.
One, two, three, four.
Oh,
new style.
Oh, my God.
That's so beautiful.
I got plenty of muscles, guys. Isn't it great? let's get all the fellas around here to admire my hunkiness.
Man, that's why we had you on the show today. Wow, that is, boy, looking at you after looking at him. I'm looking at a before and after ad right here.
Seth's absence is scary to me.
No, he's good. Somebody asked him around the building that he's got to deal with something in the building, something you did. But it's
see
cool.
The janitor too?
Don't worry about it.
Are you serious?
What? Yeah, no, but it's good. I don't want to worry you, but it's cool. Yeah. You're good. Don't worry. But Ethan Carter III is here. He has a wrestling event coming up. The website is impactwrestling.com, and you can go see him wrestle on July. Yeah, you guys are there that entire week.
We are. The pay-per-view will be live on pay-per-view, so check your local cable providers for that. As far as our television show, it's every Thursday night on Pop TV. So get Pop TV, watch us. That's a cable station. So, yeah, definitely watch us 8 o'clock every Thursday. I'm the man there. I'm heavily featured. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, so it makes it a good wrestling show. And then, yeah, but as far as live shows, we'll be 7/2 through 7/6 at Universal in Orlando.
ImpactWrestling.com. John, has this been everything that you thought it would be and so much more?
Yeah. I'm in pain right now.
Do you think that a man could chop you much harder than that?
No.
Because I think that was...
I honestly...
You could have given him a harder chop.
Me personally, maybe a little more mustard, a little more stank on
it. But I mean, that was probably, what, 85, 90%?
Yeah, but as far as, I mean, there's some...
There's some dudes who chop harder than you.
Yeah, probably. I imagine. There's some giant
freaks
in wrestling.
Well, if you think about my pop, Blackjack,
yeah.
He was 7 foot tall. Guy. His hand used to... If he would have just, like, when he gave me a hug... It covered the width of my entire back. So if you took a chop from him.
Did you say your dad's 7 feet tall?
No, my grandfather.
Oh, okay.
My dad's like 6'4".
Your grandfather's 7 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
My grandfather would chop him into dust.
Yeah,
he would evaporate.
So he was the king chopper. He would have caved his sternum in.
He's more of like the face.
Oof.
Palmer.
Oh, would you? John is featured heavily on Bone TV. So yeah. is his scarring. John, would you have taken a chop from. Hold on one second. Oh. Jeez.
Oh, what?
Oh, my.
HR.
Oh.
HR's here.
Oh. Hey, Lisa.
You can come up here to this mic.
In the studio is like how they wanted to?
Yeah, well, I mean, just because I said we were doing the show, so she just asked if she can come in and to address John.
But I mean, we're doing the show, though.
I know, but it's something that's got to be addressed
now. Can we go to break?
If you want, but I mean, she's willing to do it on the air.
Really?
Well, because it's all happening on the air, so that's why she's willing to go on the air with us.
All right. Lisa from HR.
Hey, Drew. How are you doing?
Good. You're not here for me, are you?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
No. What, that's a good one.
What happened?
Hi.
Mr. Oh, Jennings. Are you looking at me? Okay. Hi.
I am looking at you. How are you doing today?
I'm in pain. I was just abused. You see my welts?
I do.
Yeah, it's very hurtful what they did to me.
Well, I know it is casual Friday, but I have received some complaints. So. just wondering, you know, shirt, shoes required for service. So
So you don't want John Senning running around shirtless in the hallway is what you're saying?
I have received a couple complaints. So
honestly.
Was this John Moore?
I'm not at liberty to say, but I do want to let you know that.
What do you think, though?
Ooh, that's a good question.
You're asking her what you...
I was watching a few seconds ago, though. That was a good one. But no, it's a good show. But we have received some complaints.
Damn, dude. You can't you run around the hallway?
How much was taken off is the question.
Exactly.
I was just getting started, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. Is almost 5:30 on my end. So, you know, I guess that's when business hours stop.
So 5:30, he can go shirtless. But before that, you'd rather he keep his clothes on when he's walking around our office mates.
See, then I don't want it to turn into a workers' comp thing.
Thank you, Lisa.
I'm looking out for the best interest of you and our employees.
Thank you. Thank you very much. He's not written up or anything. No verbal, just a verbal reprimand. All love.
Okay.
Aw, thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Streaking, all of the above.
Yeah. This is so great. We got a visit from HR. Nobody got fired during the show. Good job, John. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
God,
thank you.
Jeez, dude. Oh, my God.
I know.
That's never happened.
I know.
The law just came down on us.
Dude, we have never had HR come. Like, congratulations, because in 6-7 years of being on Tampa Radio, 6 years, I've never had HR come in during the show.
Well, I thought I was. I tried to be reserved to the Bone TV room while I was getting ready, but I do know that I actually wanted to go show John Brennan. So I ventured down to that area of the building, and I know I passed some big wigs on my way, and I don't want to mention names, but I'm pretty sure I know who had a problem with
what
they saw.
Well, I think you go confront them. I think we send Bone TV out there as you go confront them. That's a good move for all of our job security.
Yeah. Really?
No.
Oh.
But listen, Ethan, thank you for being here, man. It's a pleasure to meet you.
This is fun.
You're our new favorite wrestler in the entire universe.
Yeah.
Ethan Carter, EC3 killed it, everybody. Thank you for chopping, John.
A great time. Yeah, check out Slamversary. Check out Impact Wrestling.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
check
we for
out,
sure will.
Our two next Micah.
Love you, dude.
And, yeah, my good friend Billy Corgan just texted me, so I just got
it. Oh!
The world is a vampire.
Did he really text you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, look at that. I'm Billy Corgan.
I'm a huge Pumpkins fan, dude. Their first album, Gish, is like one of my favorite...
name drop.
Hey, that's fine. You can drop Billy Corgan's name anytime you want. Does he want to... Can you set us up with a Billy Corgan interview?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
By the way, I was back there in the sales department when I was talking to HR, and then Bone TV's a little bit behind, so all of a sudden it's when Ethan rips his shirt off, and all the ladies go, oh my.
He probably saved us from getting fired, actually. So thank you for that. Wow, Billy Corgan, that's right, because he's in the wrestling world now.
Yeah, but not with our company.
Yeah. Were you upset about that when Billy Corgan was pushed out?
Oh, that's just a whole other thing. I like him a lot. He's a good friend, and we're just... Just friends.
Smashing Pumpkins' first album, one of the greatest alternative rock albums of all time. The drumming of Jimmy Chamberlain, the guitar of Billy Corgan and James Iha, and to a lesser degree, the bass work of Darcy Retzky, who later became a crackhead. It doesn't get any better than that. So, Mosh Gelton. If you don't mind, you got a little something for us to take
sure,
us a break?
I got something for you.
All right. Thank you, by the way, to... do you have a Twitter presence, sir?
Oh, yeah. I'm still here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all at TheRealEC3. Whoever tagged me today tagged a role-playing account.
That was me. So, my bad.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
And I was the one that you text with your Twitter information, so,
so good.
I apologize.
You
I was...
didn't look for the giant blue check mark that says TheRealEC3,
no,
giant
so
blue?
No, like some sort of... Ethan Carter III role-playing thing that's like real dirty and kind of filthy and like a lot to do about man-on-man.
I'm sorry. Well,
no, that's not surprising given John Cena.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, at the real EC3 all across the board. But I want to hear Mosh battle rap us.
All right. Take us to break.
Into dust.
Yo. Check it. Yo. Listen to Mosh say this. If Seth's on your pod playlist, he's got to be gone by 9 o'clock latest. When I smoke, I'm talking to Chiba. John looks like Grimace, swallowed a zebra. Y'all spit the worst rhymes. John took a dude's chops to the chest. It's not the first time. Someone save our life from HR. Jesus, HR Christ. Best believe that I'm freaking. I don't know who was scarier, Lisa or Ethan.
Mosh Gelton, ladies and gentlemen. All right, stay right where you are.
We got it all going on today.
Man, what a show. Yo, We like a table with sad two chairs. We got the Mosh Jelton version of the Bad News Bears. Every single rookie wanna call up and choke. Man, all these callers calling up trying to battle you is nothing but a joke. No wonder you winning on the rap circuit. They horrible. Mosh Jelton, get on the microphone and teach him a thing or two.
Yo, I'm gonna make up a word, sexualism. One thing that I have, professionalism. That's what I do when I rap with their crew. I be smashing their dude till it's black and it's blue. Woo! And when I talk to dudes, it's sick, but I spit and it's Mosh and Drew.
Mosh and Drew, I'm rapping like this, like that guy's fun connection. Man, he just couldn't take a piss into the toilet. Water, 212 degrees, boil it. Can't understand what you're saying, I'm gonna spoil it. Like the ending of The Sopranos, fade to black. Those two dudes called up and they couldn't have been more whack. The other guy cursed. You acting like you took your rhymes and you didn't rehearse.
Facts.
Shame on you, Kid Galaxy. All right, so when we come back, if I'm not mistaken,
you have to talk about your tweet, and then is Ethan here?
Oh, EC3 is in the house.
Okay.
So John's about to enjoy the physicality.
Well, John's got to go. John's got to do a... John has to leave the studio for a minute.
Why? What happens? Was he bad?
You don't worry. John has to make an entrance when Ethan Carter steps in the studio.
Okay.
Lord. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm nervous.
All right.
No, it's going to be fun. And it's going to give Mosh Jelton a hell of a lot of material.
I'm ready.
Well, I was already a wreck, but I got much harder. Let's send Micah to the lobby so she can get Carter. Like the movie with that dude I can't think of. Who is in Get Carter? Isn't there a movie called Get Carter? Or is it Get Shorty?
Get Shorty.
Oh.
Yo.
Disregard.
Yo. Yo. I'm telling you the game stings. For the record, acrid, racist, the same thing. I got extended wealth. Hey, Micah, if Anna comes at you, defend yourself. I'm prepared to flow. A crowded table, crowded table, crowded table. John, there you go. Yo, I sever cats. Leather straps.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.